study in Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 27 through 34. We're using a few Bibles, we found on page 1320. I'm taking a minute here because I noticed that I put the wrong number of closing hymn in here. Closing hymn is 365 and 355, so I'm trying to find it there. First Corinthians, chapter 11, verses 27 through 34. Paul is finishing up the last chapter and a half, really. He's been talking about the Lord's Supper. And so he'll be finishing up his dissertation here on the Lord's Supper. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and the blood of Christ. But let a person examine themselves. Let him eat the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged by God. But when we are judged, we are chastened by the Lord, that we may not be condemned with the world. Therefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, wait for one another. But if anyone is hungry, let him eat at home, lest you come together for judgment. And the rest I will set in order when I come. We ask the Lord's blessing upon the reading of this Holy Scripture. In the verses prior to this, we talked about last week, we see what Paul is talking about. And Paul sees that the Lord's Supper is where the church comes together to be the church. It is where the church gets its identity. And the reason for that is the scripture that we have, you know, with Jesus, and it's said in two or three different ways in the different gospels, where people are following Jesus and they're following him, and Jesus knows that they're following for the wrong reason. And he says, those who want to be my disciples, that they must deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow me. And you see, the thing is, that is what, when we as Christians come to partake of the Lord's Supper, that's really what we are doing. We are denying ourselves, we are taking up his cross, and we are attempting to truly follow him. Now we can look at our lives, and a lot of times we think about different things, but it calls us to deny ourselves. And a lot of times, you know, we sit and we pick and we judge and we say, I'm going to deny this, but I really don't want to deny that, you know? I really don't want to give this up. And I'll be willing to give this up for God, but I really don't want to give this up for God. And then the taking of the cross. And that is one that has always boggled my mind. Because what did Jesus mean when he said, take up your cross and follow me? And a lot of times what a lot of people say is they're looking at a certain part of their life, or looking at a certain aspect of their life, and it'll be a hardship there, and they will say, this is my cross to bear. You've heard that from people. This is my cross to bear. I have this disease, or I have this child that needs this help, or I have this, or I have that, or this hardship in my life, and that's my cross to bear. And yet I never really could, okay, Lord, I know that that's not true. But what did you mean when you said, this is my cross to bear? Take up my cross, not take up his cross. Take up my cross. couple of weeks ago, I had a V8 moment. You know, it's like, well, Lord, why'd you wait 66 years to tell me this? But taking up of the cross is the act of submitting. We submit ourselves to Him. Taking up our cross is that denial. It's saying, I am willing to give this up and submit myself to Him. I am willing to come and I'm willing to bring all the things that I am. I'm willing to come and I'm willing to bring whatever talents I have. I'm willing to come and I'm willing to bring whatever position that I may hold. I'm willing to come and I'm willing to bring whatever influence that I may have and be willing to submit and submission ourselves. Lord, take these. Use these. Submit them to Him. The word submission. And see, the thing is, the word submission has become a dirty word in the church. We don't want to think about submission. But that's what Jesus is talking about when He says, take up your cross. He's saying, and you know, Paul's talking about that here. We talked about it last week. As you had all these different people, the different diversity that was in the church at Corinth. You had slave and free. You had rich and poor. You had men and women. You had Jew and Greek. And you probably had a lot of other people that had come in because you're sitting there where this is a trade center for the whole world. Everything that came from the east to the west came through Corinth, and everything that went from the west to the east went through Corinth. The diversity there was probably something that we could, well, you know, go to Walmart and understand, maybe. But it's there. And Paul says that it's the Lord's Supper. And when we celebrate the Lord's Supper, what we're doing is we are bringing our diversity.